Laredo, Texas had given birth to its new social media quasi-journalist sensation, La Gordiloca. But as La Gordiloca rose and rose in popularity, things started to happen that would eventually get her into trouble. Our producer, Andres Caballero, picks up this story now.
We are tracking Hurricane Harvey, a Category 1 storm that is growing quickly.
And double-digit rainfall totals, and some nearly apocalyptic.
Headed directly for the Texas coast.
Harvey. Last summer, as Hurricane Harvey approached the coast of Texas, La Gordiloca knew she had to step up her reporting. She got word from a source who worked on the oil fields that there would be a major gas shortage, and that by the end of the week, there would be no more gas at all in Laredo.
I put it out there on my page without thinking that it was going to cause a chaos in our city. There was about 7 block lines of vehicles waiting to put gas. There was gas shortages all over the city. We basically ran out of gas.
Right now you can see basically all the pumps here are full of cars. We believe this all stems from the social media
post. City and state officials are reassuring the community that rumors about gas shortages are simply not true. It all comes as...
I mean, everybody was really mad. I was really mad too because she scared everybody. You know, make it seem like there was going to be no gas whatsoever.
Ricardo Barrera is a Lyft driver, so he was not happy that day.
So everybody was in a panic. It was taking an hour to 2 hours to go fill up your gas tank. The gas prices went up. Waited for hours trying to get gas. She wasted everybody's time, and it was a lie. And, you know, that's what pissed people off. It's like, get your sources straight. If you're, whatever you're seeing, just at least let it be honest. You know, I was mad. I was one of them. I had to pay probably like $75 extra per gallon more. Has she not done that?
So, to be clear, there was going to be a slowdown in the delivery of gas, but not an actual shutdown. Her post, though, caused people to think that there would be no more gas at all. So once the long lines began to form at the gas stations, the owners just hiked up the prices.
It caused a substantial reaction, not only apparently in our community, but other surrounding communities, even as far up north as San Antonio, from what I understand.
The Laredo police had to figure out how to put people at ease.
I had to go myself on social media and make a live video post indicating that there would be a slowdown in the delivery of gas, but that there wouldn't be just a complete shutdown of delivery of gas.
And then I was blamed for it in San Antonio as well. I mean, it was going to happen, but it happened quick in less than a day when I put it out there. I'll admit I probably did up. Well, I'm being honest. I did mess it up, and there was a gas shortage.
That wasn't the only time that summer that her post pissed off Laredo police. She also put out information about a man who had, quote, an urge to kill children near an elementary school. Police had already arrested the man, but La Gordiloca's report caused parents to desperately race through the city to pick up their kids,